one need to clean those records.
Wow, Don, that was some pretty tricky stuff just then. I'm impressed. You guys couldn't see it, but he was doing them tricks on them turntables. Wow, I'm blown away, as always. That first tune, man, having it. And this one, yeah, nice, man. Good tune selection. Wouldn't really expect anything less of you, though. You know what? I'm sending that shout out to Andrew at Hotwire before, but check this. He left some business cards in the studio, so here's a real shout out. For all your sound and security needs, Hotwire Sound and Security. Andrew Culver, and you can phone them on 813-2460. Oh, look, they're in Kelston. That's just up the road from me, Al. 4099 Great North Road in Kelston. How about that? Yeah, you should play that tune. What are you doing? You put it back. What's going on?
Play it next.
Do it. Do it now. Oh, baby.
stereotypes. Something regarded as the embodiment of a set, image, or group. For example, Control Z and Screwface. Pioneers of the tear out sound. Refuse to be put into a pigeonhole of Hoover basslines and Amon breaks. Therefore, Hardcore Beats is proud to present something a little bit different for all you wannabe critics who find sounds like this one a little bit intimidating. And if you still don't like it, you can just fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. They can make house music too. Wide audience without compromising your artistic integrity. In other words, conforming to the stereotypical boundaries set by the chin-stroking media fuckwits.
through my shit. To the way I do my shit. Mad methods, mad methods, mad methods. To the way I do my shit.
Smashing it out there, Donny Groove.
Smash it.
Yeah, it's a big tune, big tune.
Oh yes. I haven't played this one for ages.
No, no. You certainly haven't brought that record in for, well...
a good while now?
Yeah, a good while. Maybe I'd bust it out on CD every now and again, but not so often either.
No, it's a good tune, it's a good tune.
Huge tune, love it. So how about the baby shower on the weekend?
That was brilliant.
It was good, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
A baby shower with a twist, you know?
It wasn't your typical baby shower at all.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely boys and girls night, so it was a co-ed night.
Yeah, did it go a bit later or?
I think it ended at about 11.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad effort. Yeah, I have to say.
Basically, it came down to if you got too drunk, you got sent home.
Yeah. Yeah. So a few went home early then, huh?
Yeah.
I have to say I was impressed with the spa bar. I mean, the spa pool, rather.
Yeah,
there's a big difference between the two. Everyone says to me, just buy one at your work. I'm like, no, man, I don't want a spa bath. I want a spa pool.
That's right.
And we don't sell those, so that's, yeah, slightly gutted. But, yeah, I was excited because earlier in the day I'd seen on Trade Me a spa for, like, a six-person one for $600. So people were moving to Oz, and I was like, yes, that is what we want. And I was talking it up all while we were at the baby shower, got home, sat down, had pizza, fell asleep. Forgot all about it. And then the auction was over and I woke up, I was angry. I was really angry. Next time.
Yeah. Next time.
Next time. What's this just in? I don't know, I pressed something I shouldn't have and I can't see. Yeah, you'll have to read it, bro. My screen got nothing.
Basically, Andrew, the good guys are down at Hotwire Sound and Security, says if you want UBFM everywhere, buy go to a store. He will, you know, give you a mean Bluetooth stereo for a deal, and basically it's just, you know, you got live stream straight to your stereo from your phone. Bam, UBFM everywhere.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Oh, and he's working late night and we're making it easy. Oh, that's nice.
Good stuff.
Good to be here. Wow, I can't believe an hour left. We're already halfway through the show. Oh, done it again, eh? Talked right the way through the tune. All right, rack one up, Donnie.
Plays a certain style you like, don't try to make yourself a carbon copy of him, because it never works and you're hurting yourself in the end. Just go ahead and let yourself develop as you feel you should develop at your own pace. If you don't learn as fast as somebody else, don't worry about that. That's nothing to worry about. I imagine most of you are probably listening to this album or wanting to be professional musicians. You want to find a place in a band. Let me say this to you. The best thing you can do is sit down and learn as much about your instrument and become as proficient on your instrument as you can. And don't worry about anything else, because everything else will come together for you. Somebody, somewhere,